The virtue for the second week of Advent is faith. And today all of our readings kind of remind us to prepare for this final destination that our faith will lead us, the eternal homeland, back to God. And to remind us that something that we don't really want to accept or to know, because we're so occupied in the here and the now and the busyness of life, that this is not our final destination. Life did not end here or define here on earth. Is finally end with eternal unity with God. So we need to ask ourselves, are we ready to greet God when we see Him? Are we ready to greet God whenever we come to Him? Are we ready for the eternal homeland yet or not? Are we still too busy and preoccupied, worried, distracted, and filled with the things of this world? My brothers and sisters, in the first reading today, the prophet Baruch was telling the people who were in exile that they were going to return back to the homeland, that God going to restore them, fill them with hope, real hope, that they're going to return to their ancestral promised land, the land of their fathers, the land that had been given to them by God. And in the gospel reading today, we hear St. John the Baptist calling out to everyone to prepare the way of the Lord, to make straight its path. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and winding roads shall be made straight. My brothers and sisters, and most important of all, rough ways made smooth for all flesh shall see the salvation of God. So we need to ask ourselves this. Are we making our life less complicated and more focused on God? Making straight our direction to Him? Are we complicating things, or are we keeping things straight and forward? Is our communication with God through prayer, is our life straightforward? Or it only happened when we need something, or we kind of complicate things because we only come to prayer asking for God to give us what we want here and now, or only demanding and expecting instead of simply coming to Him with a straightforward heart, to be childlike in all things and said, Lord, here I am. And then second, every valley shall be filled. Is our hopelessness, our despair, our negativity being filled with His love, with His hope? Or are we still letting the world and the things of the world eating us alive? And that we create for ourselves our own deeper valleys, that even the grace of God cannot shine in us because we're in this valley of darkness, of despair, of hopelessness, and of mundane things. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. Are we allowing our obstacles and the things that could be challenging for us at times to be lowered, at least with our own effort? Are we cutting down our own self-created the obstacles that would impede us from truly loving God and truly giving ourselves to Him? So that our way to Him is direct, straight, childlike, and totally honest, transparent, and vulnerable. And again, winding roads, rough ways need to be smoothed, my brothers and sisters. This is what Advent is about. Our society had already jumped from Thanksgiving to Christmas because it all only care about selling more stuff. But we need to make sure that our roads are not winding, but made straight. And whatever is rough right now, we need to smooth them out so that we prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord, to meet Him face to face, and to truly have faith in Him. One of the right in the church that truly touched my heart, it's actually with the RCIA rite of acceptance, where the catechumens is asked by the priest. What do you seek from the church? The person would answer, faith. And then the priest would continue to ask, what does faith offer you? Eternal life. Wow. That's what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. What does faith offer us? Not like Joel Osteen or like other people who promise us like earthly benefits and human goods or human means or this and that. Somehow those things really matter. Oh, and if God doesn't give that to me, then he really doesn't love me. We buy into the prosperity gospel movement thinking that God's blessing can only be quantifiable. The more he loved me, the more I'm right. The more I'm being loved by God, the more I need to have in this world. No, the answer is no. What does faith offer us? Eternal life. Faith leads us back home. We are preparing for the eternal journey, our final destination, home with God. So that's why St. Paul said in the second reading today to the Philippians and to us, so that what God had begun in us may be brought to fulfillment. What God had begun in us may be brought to fulfillment. Because we have to show ourselves pure and blameless for the days of Christ. We're on this journey, my brothers and sisters. We're all fellow pilgrims. We're returning back to God. Are we doing our best? Or are we still being distracted, dragged down, and stuck in our own self-created pities and mountains of priorities, distraction, and all these things? Whatever is blocking us, we can do our personal best to take them down so that we're ready for the eternal home, for the final destination. And I'll end my homily today by sharing with you one thing I kind of reflected this week. One of our young people at the base asked me this question when I was being interviewed for the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. This young person asked me, Father, have you seen any miracle or anything amazing when you do the anointing of the sick? And without any reservation, I answered that young person, one thing that I've seen many times that it's affirmed my faith, that at times when I see people who were not conscious and their family told me that they haven't been responding for days, right? And after the anointing of the sick, especially if I'm going to give them the last rites, right? For those who might be confused, the last rites would consist of the anointing of the sick, the forgiveness of sin, the apostolic pardon, the commendation of the dying, and viaticum, which is the Eucharist at food for the journey. And when I give the person the last rite in preparation for the final journey, somehow the soul know, that person know. I've seen so many occasions where those people finally woke up or begin to pray the prayers that they know within their heart, whether it's what Our Father, the Hail Mary, or to simply respond, Amen. They were ready for the Lord. They were ready for the eternal homeland. They were ready to see God face to face. And those moments reaffirm my faith that this is what's really important. This is what really matters. My brothers and sisters, are we yearning for the eternal homeland? Are we yearning for God? And are we waiting with patience, with love? And are we allowing our faith to guide us back to God? Or are we still too worried too bogged down, too preoccupied by the things of this world. So, as we contemplate on the virtue of faith this week, I would like to ask you the same question that the church asks. What did faith offer to you? What did faith in Christ Jesus mean for you? And how can you and I let that faith be a living in our everyday life?